Sermon title similar to last Sunday's, but slightly different. And sermon title is What a Day. And it's another one of those ambiguous words. What does what a day mean? What a day. I got a raise at work. What a day. This is the 10th day in a row. It snowed. I think a lot of us said that this year. We had those kinds of things happening. And we sort of wonder, what is it that really is going on in our various parts of who we are? And I was wondering, how do you preach the final sermon for a building, but not for a community of faith? I know how to preach the other ones. I've been given the honor. It's a little hard to do, but still I've been given the job, if you will, by the presbytery to preach the final sermon at Presbyterian churches in Kindersley and in Briarcrest. So I know how to do that, but this is different. So when I don't know what to do, I don't do this all the time, but I try to ask people who are wiser than me. Sometimes they're alive, sometimes they're dead. Sometimes I can actually speak to them, like Hadley, that's my partner, my bonus mom. Stepmom, if you think of it that way, but I like bonus mom. My mother-in-law, my brother. Sometimes I can't speak to someone because the person I want to speak to or what I want to hear is far, far away. They're alive, but thankfully they write things. And so I look to Father Richard Rohr today about this whole idea. Because part of what we're talking about here is endings that aren't endings, because we're not just disappearing from this place, we're going to another place where we will continue to do this. It'll be smaller, a little more intimate, it'll be a little more fitting to the size of our congregation, it'll be a lot of really good things. And so Richard Rohr, quoting the Brazilian writer and journalist Fernando Sabino, Fernando said, "In the end, everything will be all right. If it's not all right, it's not the end." That's what today is all about. Everything will be okay in the end. The message of Easter isn't really a message about Jesus' body, although we tend to limit it to that one-time miracle. That tends to be how we think of it. We've been educated in church or wherever to expect a lone risen Jesus saying something along the lines of, "I rose from the dead, here I am, look at me." And borrowing once again from Richard Rohr, he says he suspects that's why many people, even Christians or people who identify as followers of Jesus, don't get too excited about Easter, because that message doesn't include us. That's something else. And as human beings, we tend not to be interested in things that don't involve us somehow. All of us have had that experience of listening with apparent interest to people talk about something that you simply cannot imagine anyone finds interesting. You only do it to be polite. What more can we do here? Well, perhaps the real message of Easter is about us. Perhaps every message about Jesus is a message about all of us, about all of humanity. The Western church that most of us were raised in zeroed in on that individual resurrection of Jesus. But if we look to the other half of the universal church, the Eastern church, it's wildly different. The Eastern Orthodox church, it's part of the church, just like we are, but they look at things differently. And if you see a painting of Easter, a Western Christian one will usually have Jesus, or it'll have a glow coming out of a cave or something like that. But it's all about sort of the one person. In Eastern Orthodox painting, Jesus is always surrounded by crowds of people. Some of them have halos, some don't. In traditional Greek icons, and these are something to be seen, Jesus is pulling people out of Hades. That's where you go after you die, before any judgment or anything. It's just a place. It's not the same as hell, even though we've turned it into that in the Apostles' Creed. It's just a place of the dead. There's no punishment. There's no judgment. It's just there you're waiting. It's like a vestibule. But we forgot about that in the Western world. We just don't think of that at all. The problem is that when we don't think of that, it becomes easier for us to think that Easter is just about Jesus, and that's it. What does that mean? Well, I think that the Easter message of life from death is for us. It's not just about Jesus. We aren't dying by any means, but we're changing. Some of us would almost rather die than change. You've all heard the joke about how many Presbyterians does it take to change a light bulb? Change? You know, we tend to sit and do things. We still do things the same way we've been doing them for hundreds of years. So change can be very threatening for us. But not us. Not this congregation of St. Mark's. Not this community of faith that's been meeting in this building for decades. Maybe we don't like change, but we're willing to change. We're willing to embrace a new reality. And don't be hard on yourself or on anyone else if we're finding it difficult to embrace the new reality. Jesus came back from the dead, appeared to one of his dearest followers, and she thought he was a gardener. Because when things aren't what we expect, we tend not to see them. We tend not to see the value in them. But for us, the community of St. Mark's is moving from a building, a fine building, it's one I like. It has some of the most comfortable pews in the world, and I've sat in many very uncomfortable pews. I like these a lot. But it's a building. The community of faith that meets in this building will remain the community of faith it is wherever we meet. Moving from here to our friends at Zion United just means we're moving from one place to another. In some ways, nothing changes, but of course it does. And it won't be easy. How many of you have changed cubicles at work or offices at work, and you find yourself some morning when you're thinking of something else that you're in somebody else's workspace? I expect at least once I will drive here and then see the different sign, and then I'll go where I belong. Those are the small things of change. But really, these are mostly what we're talking about. And for the followers of Jesus, the changes that Jesus asked them to do after he rose from the dead and said, no, I'm risen like I said I was going to. He didn't say, and now I've got 1,000 new things for you to do. No. He said, I've taught you everything you need to know. And the Holy Spirit will fill in any gaps. You don't need me anymore. And I'm not saying this building is Jesus, because of course it's not. This building has nurtured this congregation for a long, long time. But we don't need the building to be the congregation, because we are the church. People are always the church. Buildings are buildings. The church is the people who go into the buildings or don't go into the buildings. I know lots of followers of Jesus who, for good and cogent reasons, do not attend church at this time of their life. They're every bit as much a part of this global congregation as anyone goes to church every Sunday. Things didn't get particularly easier for the disciples after the resurrection, but they kept going. They rolled with the punches. They adapted to what needed to be adapted to, even though, if I know people, they didn't want to. But they looked at what it was that was in front of them to do, and they did it. And that's what we're here to celebrate, as much as anything. The resurrection of Christ, obviously. But also to celebrate that the people of St. Mark's, those who are here, those who no longer attend, those who have gone ahead of us to be part of that great cloud of witnesses that we read about in Hebrews, they did what was in front of them to do, and so will we. We will continue to do what it is we've been called to do, even if at the moment we don't really know everything about that. But the disciples didn't know everything they were going to be asked to do, and they did the best they could do, and nobody can ask more. So on this, the final service in this building, we are grateful for the building, but we are more grateful for the people and for the God we serve and reference in this building. We'll miss it? Of course we will. But we will continue. Just like the disciples did, so will we. Amen.